WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Fast. I know, another day, another podcast about optimizing your brain and life. But trust me, this one's different. Today we're diving headfirst into something that can feel like a giant hurdle. Failure. Yeah, you heard me right. Failure. That four-letter word that sends shivers down our spines and makes us want to hide under the covers. But what if I told you that failure isn't the enemy? What if it's actually your secret weapon to success? Ever felt like you were spinning your wheels, hitting roadblock after roadblock? You know that feeling when you put in all this effort, but nothing seems to be working? Well, guess what? That's a sign that you're probably not embracing failure as a learning opportunity. Let's face it, life is a constant cycle of trying, failing, adapting, and eventually succeeding. But too often, we get stuck on the failing part, letting it derail our entire journey. So, how do we break free from this fear-driven mindset and start viewing failure as fuel for growth? First things first. Understand that failure is not a reflection of your worth. It's simply feedback. Think of it like a GPS recalibrating its route when you take a wrong turn. It doesn't mean you're a terrible navigator. It just means you need to adjust your course. Remember, even the most successful people have faced countless failures along their path. They didn't let those setbacks define them. They learned from them and kept moving forward. Take Thomas Edison, for example. Did he invent the light bulb on his first try? Nope. He famously failed thousands of times before finally hitting gold. But instead of giving up, he embraced each failure as a stepping stone to success. Next, shift your perspective on risk-taking. I know it can feel scary to put yourself out there and potentially face rejection or disappointment. But here's the thing. Playing it safe often leads to more regret in the long run. Think about those times you held back because you were afraid of failing. Did you miss out on a valuable opportunity? A chance to learn something new? To grow as a person? Stepping outside your comfort zone, even if it means risking failure, can lead to incredible discoveries and personal breakthroughs. Now, let's talk about actually learning from those failures. Don't just brush them off or bury them under a rug. Analyze what went wrong, identify the lessons learned, and most importantly, apply that knowledge to future endeavors. Keep a journal, reflect on your experiences, and ask yourself tough questions. What could I have done differently? What surprised me about this situation? How can I use this experience to improve next time? Remember, failing isn't the opposite of success. It's part of the journey. It's how we bounce back from those setbacks, learn from our mistakes, and keep pushing forward that truly defines us. So, embrace failure as a learning opportunity. Treat it as valuable feedback, and watch your resilience and growth soar. Okay, let's talk about a real-world example. Imagine you're trying to master a new skill, like playing the guitar. You put in hours of practice, but your fingers feel clumsy, and the chords sound more like a catfight than a beautiful melody. You might be tempted to throw in the towel and say, "I'm just not cut out for this." But what if you reframed that experience? Instead of seeing it as a failure, view each awkward strum as a step closer to mastering your instrument. Analyze where you're struggling, seek guidance from a teacher or online resources, and keep practicing with renewed focus. Every time you pick up that guitar, remember, it's not about perfection, it's about progress. And trust me, The sense of accomplishment when you finally nail that complex riff will be all the sweeter because you embrace those initial stumbles along the way. So, to recap, failure is not the enemy, but a stepping stone on your path to success. View it as feedback, learn from it, and keep moving forward with resilience and determination. Remember, even if you stumble, you always have the power to get back up and try again. And that, my friends, is what truly matters. Now, go out there, embrace those challenges, and remember, you're capable of achieving amazing things. And don't forget to share your thoughts on today's episode with me. Hit me up on social media, tell me about a time when you turned a failure into a learning opportunity, or what you're planning to do differently now that you've heard this episode. Until next time, keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.